Fresh Ubuntu number 16 for the week of November 5th to the 11th, 2006. Welcome to Fresh Ubuntu, a show, as you might have guessed, that is about Ubuntu and its family of operating systems. If you're new to us here at Fresh Ubuntu, I want to thank you very much for joining me, and I hope you enjoy the show. It's been another week, and it's been quite a good week. I really especially like this time of year, you know, even though it's kind of rainy around here, cold, and you know, things are progressively getting busier and busier as we approach the holiday season. I really love this time of year. I think it's because of all the colors, really. I live here, up here in Oregon, in the Pacific Northwest, and the colors are really beautiful around this time of year. Lots of oranges, lots of reds, mixed in with some of the green and browns. And it's nice to have that little change, especially if you're used to seeing brown and green all the time, I suppose. But this time of year is usually pretty exciting around my house. You know, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and the New Year's. As I'm sure it's busy for many people, you know, around the world. I'm sure it's just as busy and hectic, but also enjoyable, too. I really enjoy the busyness, the pace, and winding down the year. Yeah, I trust that you have had a good week this past week because of the release of Edgy. I'm sure everyone has at least given it a look, went on the wiki site, and I hope you found what you were looking for, and as well as some answers that to some problems that you may have had when installing Edgy. Later on in the show, during the news segments, I will post a link or tell you about a website that helps with some of the common problems that you might experience in Edgy and installing Edgy and their solutions. So let's get on with the show. First up, the news. Here we go. Let's get on with it. First up in the news today, Ubuntu 5.04, Ubuntu's second release, has now reached its end of life, and that means Canonical-provided security support has ended. You can read more about the hoary end of life at freshubuntu.blogspot.com, and if you still are running 5.04, don't worry. There's an easy update path. There's a good document for that at help.ubuntu.com/community/breezy-upgrade. It appears that if you are running Hori, you will first upgrade to Breezy. I will post links to that on my blog, and if you are still running Hori, leave a comment. Why are you still using Hori or Ubuntu 5.04? Leave a comment at my site, or you can email me, freshubuntu@gmail.com. Okay, next up in the news, I found a website. It says, Ubuntu Edgy Upgrade Common Problems with Solutions. And this gentleman at www.debianadmin.com, he has provided us with solutions to some of the common installation problems that many users are facing right now. Provided some really interesting fixes to a lot of the problems that I've been reading on the forums. For instance, Xserver or Xorg is not installed. There's a solution for that one. And a solution for text and splash screen doesn't appear after the upgrade. I've heard that happening before, too. ETI driver is not working. He's got a solution for that. Quite a good resource, and I will post that as well on my blog. Looks like this person put a lot of hard work and effort into helping the Ubuntu community and many of the new Ubuntu users that are upgrading to Edgy. Really great resource. And I will post that link up And lastly, I just saw this really very interesting kind of article and poll. This person, this gentleman, took a poll, current XP users, and asked them if they will stay with XP, go and upgrade to Windows Vista, get a Mac, or use Linux. And of the four options, only 21%, 21.1% will be upgrading to Vista, 38.6% plan on staying on XP, 10.5% plan on getting a Mac. But here's what I think is very interesting is 29.8% would like to try Linux. A very interesting type of poll, of course. You know, we just kind of have to take this with kind of a grain of salt at this point. It's by far not scientific in any way, and all really depends on the readership of the person who is blogging and asking this question to begin with. But it is kind of a interesting notion that perhaps not so many, you know, maybe 29.8 is a little high, higher than normal, a normal estimate of people who would consider switching to Linux, and perhaps the number is actually much lower, even if it were 15%. You know, that's still a major chunk, considering Firefox users take up 15% of the browser market share. Can you imagine if Linux took up 15% of the market share in the operating system world? That's quite a bit more market share than they than the 3 or 4% that has been pushed around. Interesting notion, nonetheless, and nice to kind of think about. I will post a link to that that poll. Feel free to leave a comment about it, and you may even want to leave a comment about it on this gentleman's blog as well. One last item. Interesting thing happened this past few days, actually. Microsoft has essentially backed Novell's SUSE Linux, and I'm not entirely sure about the details of the whole thing, but apparently Microsoft is embracing Novell's operating system, SUSE. I'm not entirely sure about the details, and for a long time I've been thinking, especially having been a user of Ubuntu lately, is that I think Microsoft ought to embrace open source and Linux across the board and not just Novell. I'm not entirely sure what that means for Novell or even for Microsoft. Is this just another one of those publicity stunts for Microsoft? Are they actually serious about embracing open source? I've often posed a question to my own self. Microsoft should have their own Linux distro and make it free. We have all experienced that open source software is much easier to develop. Changes get changed, bugs get fixed much quicker, and it's easier to get things changed under open source licensings. I would like to see Microsoft do the same thing, put out their own brand of distro. I don't know why they chose Novell and its brand of distro. However, I think it's good for Linux in general. You know, I mean, it's a quite a big step for Linux, and I don't think we need a person or an entity like Microsoft to validate us in any way, shape, or form. Linux has done that job by itself by providing a really good product. It seems apparent to me that there is going to be a big change in the Microsoft camp as well as in the Novell Linux camp. Open to hearing any of your comments at this point, and if someone would like to explain to me in brief what this all means, as many of the things that I've read is not completely clear on what this actually means. That ought to wrap things up for the news. Let's go on to our main segment as I dual boot my desktop system with Ubuntu 6.06. Okay, well, I did it, and I installed it on my desktop, and I'm dual booting with Windows XP, and I don't even know why I even had to tell you about this. It's just that it was just so easy. It was almost a typical installation process. You go through the startup screens and ask you a few questions about the date, the time, your keyboard. in, you know, you don't have to partition the hard drive, so to speak, beforehand, because it partitions it for you. The live CD will actually partition the hard drive for you, so there's no need to partition before that, but it's rather simple and even uneventful and a really unremarkable installation. Nothing went wrong. And it shouldn't surprise me. However, in the past couple of weeks leading up to this edgy effed release, I suppose I got a little bit of nervousness when I was trying to install Ubuntu 6.06. Now, I remember I installed Dapper instead of installing edgy effed as a dual boot on my system here, and for various reasons, one of which is that I think edgy is still has a few things that need to be fixed in it, a few bugs, so to speak, and that's fine. I do, however, anticipate on installing it on one of my machines just to see what it's like, just to see if it's any different from Dapper Drake, you know, just to note the differences. I'm sure the differences are somewhat tiny, small, esoterically, cosmetically. I'm sure it's small, and maybe there are other things under the hood that perhaps set it apart, and I already know offhand that there are some things that do set it apart, but in any event, I'd still like to install it just to see if I can install AGF, for one thing, and how different it is in stability and reliability compared to Dapper Drake. But anyway, back to my dual boot system. It's actually quite a simple setup, holds your hand and walks you through it, essentially, and I have no problem dual booting with any operating system under Ubuntu, especially Windows XP. It's going just fine. I've just had it up and running for a couple of days now, and things seem to be working just fine. Grub is working beautifully, and I'm actually, for myself, I'm defaulting to the opening up Ubuntu rather than Windows XP. Maybe I can train my wife and kids to use it. Probably typical of many average users, you know, email, listening to music, watching videos, surfing the internet, simple word processing, and spreadsheets, and things like that. Nothing quite intense thing other than the podcasting that I do on my desktop system. A quite unremarkable desktop installation, dual boot situation. And it was rather unremarkable. And I think that's probably the most remarkable thing about it, is that it was just so easy to do. You know, as long as you do your homework at first, and homework meaning that you back up your system, make sure you write down some of your configurations and settings, make sure that it's transferable over to actually reproducible should your system crash during the installation, then I think you'll be okay. I didn't really need to use any of those things, but it was nice, a nice little insurance policy to have. There is always a slight possibility that something wrong could happen. One of those Murphy's Law kinds of things. If anything can go wrong, chances are it will go wrong. Anywho, I have now a desktop which is running Ubuntu, so I leave it at that. It wasn't actually a big deal. And the installation went rather smoothly, actually. So, anyway, if you have any comments or suggestions to add to this segment, if you've had problems installing a dual boot, or if you haven't had problems, please let me know. I'm willing to hear any and all things, and it will be posted in the comments in my blog. Or if you want, you can email me at freshubuntu@gmail.com. There we go. That should wrap the main segment up for this week. We're going to go on now to the command line command of the week after a few seconds. Now we come to the command line command of the week, and I think perhaps this is my favorite segment out of all of them. And you may wonder why I do a command line command every week, and that's because I think traditionally Linux has been a command line type of system, it provides an extra functionality, so to speak, some extra things that you might not be able to find quite readily in under the GUI interface, graphical user interface. That's why I like to do command line, command of the week. I also, you know, there's things that we fear most, and a lot of it is, you know, entering commands on a command line. That's one of the biggest fears that I had as a beginning user in Linux, in Ubuntu, is how was I going to deal with the command line? Fortunately, I haven't had to deal too much with the command line, although because of this segment, I often open up the terminal and play around with the commands and whatnot. And so that's why this is perhaps my favorite segment. So anyway, let's get on with the command line command of the week. And this week, the command line command is cal. It's kind of a cute little command. And it seems kind of like an innocuous command, really. What it does is it displays a calendar. If you simply type in cal, you will get in return the current month in text format available on your terminal screen. For instance, I just typed in cal on my terminal window, and what I got in return was November 2006 month calendar. The 1st of November being on a Wednesday, and the 30th of November being on a Thursday. So you'll if you get a chance and you're at your computer right now, opening up your terminal and inputting cal, C-A-L, if it is November or whatever current month this happens to be when you're listening to this, it will return that current month's calendar. Some of the options, and let me tell you what the syntax is. The syntax is the command cal space any of the options that you might want and enter another space, and you can signify what actual month and year you want. Okay, so let's go through the options first. Option M. This allows the display to display Monday as the first day of the week versus your default display of Sunday being the first day of the week. You have the J option, and that displays Julian dates, which still confuses me. Let's see. The next option is the Y option, and it displays the calendar for the current year. Let's go on to the parameter that signifies the 4-digit year. Okay, so now you can enter a number from 1 to 9,999, and it will display that year. For instance, Cal 7 will give you the calendar for the year 7 AD. So if you wanted to get this year's calendar, of course, you would have to put in cal space 2007. Okay, so let's say you wanted a specific month in a specific year. So let's say I was born in 1966, on April 1966. How I would want, if I wanted to find out what day that was, you would simply type into your terminal cal, then the month, which is 4, because the parameters are from 1 to 12, and 1 being just a single digit 1, not 0, 1. So I would type in cal space 4, then space the year 1966. That would give me the calendar of the month, which is April, for the year 1966. So have fun with that. Again, it's one of those innocuous kinds of command line commands, which is kind of a cute little parlor trick if you wanted to impress your friends, I suppose. You can ask them what their birth date was and tell them what the day of the week it was. Return them with the day of the week that they were born. Have fun with that. Cal is the command line command of the week. And thank you very much for listening. All right, now we come to the emails and comments segment. And my first email is from a gentleman named Knightwise, K-N-I-G-H-T-W-I-S-E. And he says, Hey Harlem, I just wanted to say what a great show you have. I wrote up a little article, how to upgrade from dapper to edgy in a breeze. Also, it's a little how-to on how to use the automatic script and have all the good stuff right here in Ubuntu. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play his little audio file that he sent me as well. And I will also post a link to this particular how-to. And I would like to thank Nightwise for his contribution to the show, his contribution to Ubuntu as well. Anyway, he also has a podcast. It's called the Nightcast Podcast. And he has a website located at www.nightwise.com. That's KNIGHTWISE.com. And here's his audio comment.
Hey, Harlem. This is Nightwise from the Nightcast. And just want to say I have been an avid listener to your show. I really love what you're doing. You're really helping me out in my adventures in Ubuntu land. So I want to contribute to the show. I've written a little article about how to upgrade your Ubuntu 6.06 to 6.10 and also install the what is called the automatic script, enabling you to have an Ubuntu distribution with multimedia support and everything that there is to it. Google Earth, playing WMV files, playing DVDs, ripping DVDs, all the good stuff that you have on your Windows machine will now come to your Ubuntu machine. It also has the VMware player, so you can even run your Windows XP in Ubuntu. You can check out my article, and I'll send you a link. Keep up the good work. Really love the show, and it's one of the best Ubuntu Linux shows out there. Cheers!
Okay, my next email is from a gentleman named Jason Watkins. He says, "Hello, I'm writing to tell you how much I enjoy your podcast and to thank you for the great tips. I recently upgraded my install of Dapper to Edgy via the online GKSU method. The process went off without a hitch. The only hang-up was regarding VMware Player. The update process kept looking for additional subnet for the two extra virtual adapters. The update process cycled until I terminated that part, and it was there. I expected the whole thing to fail, but it just finished. The total time was about 5 hours. The upgrade kept my X setting with the NVIDIA drivers on the home-built beige box with an Athlon XP3000, 1 gigabyte of RAM, and a GeForce FX5950 video card. Keep up the great work. Great show. Jason Watkins." A little more about him. He's been a user since Hoary Hedgehog a long time ago in 2005. So he's been a long time user of Ubuntu. He is apparently from Pennsylvania, as he works at the University of Pennsylvania. I guess go Eagles. Thank you for listening, Jason. Continued good fortune using Ubuntu. Thank you for being a subscriber. Keep up the good work. Thanks for your comment, and many people, I'm sure, are having the same types of success, and I hope to hear more success stories like this, that will also encourage me as well. So, thanks for writing, Jason. And last comment from a gentleman named Bob. He left this comment on my blog at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. And he states, I enjoy your podcast, and sorry I only post about errors, but here is another little nitpick. It is XFCE, not XCFE, as you have noted in every reference to this most wonderful desktop environment. I say that you spend a week in XFCE to get to know it and love it and do a podcast on XFCE. This is a very capable GTK desktop. There's a graphical installer here, and he has a link to an installer, and I believe Ubuntu has Zubuntu desktop package or something like that. So a few kind words. Great podcast. Excellent sound quality. I really like the command line tips. Keep up the good work, Bob. And thank you, Bob, for bringing that little error to my attention. I do apologize to all of the Zubuntu users. Believe me, it was not intended. It's just so difficult to say that. I don't know. You're right. I should spend a week. I did, however, install the Zubuntu desktop package. I found it to be quite nice, actually. However, I didn't use it very much. Anyway, you're right. I agree that I really should spend a little bit more time on it and really do XFCE. Excuse me. I may have already messed it up again. I apologize again. I should do a review of Zubuntu, which uses the XFCE desktop. Plan on hearing one in the not too distant future. And that is actually a really great comment that you left, Bob. Again, keep up the good work. If you do notice another error, please feel free to drop me another note. I'm not averse or proud. I'm not too proud to admit my own errors. And, it's a learning process for me as well. And thank you very much for sending that comment. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. And thank you all. Thank you all for subscribing to Fresh Ubuntu. Well, that ought to wrap things up for this week. I really enjoy doing this podcast, and I sure hope that you enjoy listening to it. Don't forget to visit my website at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. You will find a couple of extra things there and the show notes as well. You can reach me by leaving a comment at my blog. Just there is a link there for to leave comments. There is also a link for my email, which is on the sidebar there. It says email me. You can also email me by putting my address into your browser-based email. You can email me at freshubuntu@gmail.com. I believe you can still use the audio message service that I have as well at on my website, which allows you to leave a little tiny voicemail message. And that is good for tips or just to say hello to the world. I like to plug the people who actually leave me comments, and I have really no problem with that. And that is pretty much the way that the three ways that you can actually get a hold of me, leaving a comment or email or a voice message. It's a new month. This month, if you're around the podcastalley.com, please leave me a quick vote. I would sure appreciate it. Tell a friend about the Fresh Ubuntu podcast. We'll keep growing this thing, and I really appreciate all your efforts as well, your comments. Thank you very much for listening, and I believe I got through everything. Again, have a great week this week, and I will talk to you soon. Until then, goodbye.